In the name of our one God, who creates, redeems, and sustains us. Amen. This morning we continue a reading from the Gospel of Mark, one that we actually heard at the beginning of Epiphany over a month ago. Melissa mentioned this in her sermon last week. Over a month ago, we heard the first part of today's reading. And just as he did then, Mark once again tells us that Jesus was baptized by John in the Jordan in this pivotal moment. The sky is torn apart. The Spirit descends. God's voice echoes in the heavens. In this both public proclamation, but also an intimately personal word from God to Jesus, God affirms Jesus' true nature, his identity, his call. You are my son, the beloved. With you, I am well pleased. Jesus is God's beloved. It might seem strange then that right after this moment, the Spirit sends Jesus into the wilderness. Immediately, as Mark likes to say, Jesus' identity as God's beloved Son is confirmed, and he is sent right into the wild places. The temptation of Jesus in the wilderness is a well-known scene from Jesus' life, one of the more well-known scenes, but you'll notice this morning that very few of those details we find in the Gospels of Matthew and Luke are here in Mark. Mark is characteristically abbreviated. Mark's telling of this time in Jesus' life, it takes up really just a couple of lines. But what is not written in this short passage actually says a lot. For one thing, Jesus is not in the wilderness as some sort of punishment. He's not passing through this challenging time. And that's what the wilderness really means in this passage, although the wilderness has plenty of very, very positive connotations as well. He is not passing through this challenging time because of God's displeasure. God has not removed God's presence from Jesus. No, God has publicly and dramatically proclaimed God's love for Jesus, God's blessing on him. Jesus is God's own, and Jesus is in the wilderness. Both are true at the same time. At times, both are true for us. God is not far off from Jesus, even in those wild places. And maybe in this short passage from Mark, without any detail about the temptations themselves, the great temptation is this: to forget. To forget that God indeed is with us, even in the deserts of our own lives. Isn't this a temptation we may experience at times, in whatever wilderness we may feel ourselves to be in? To believe that God is absent, that God is withdrawn, that we are not worthy of God's presence? To forget. To forget that God is present in all of it. God is with Jesus. And God is in those wild or deserted places that we also encounter. God promises to be with us in those desolate places. We don't always feel that. And this doesn't always happen in the ways that we might think it should. It doesn't always happen in the ways that we even want. I mean, look at Jesus' temptations. Mark tells us that during Jesus' wilderness experience, the wild beasts were his companions, and the angels waited on him. And remember, angelic visitors now in 2021 might sound really nice as they've been domesticated. But remember, in Scripture, partly because of their appearance, they just about always stir up apprehension and uncertainty, if not fear, before they bring their message. God might be accompanying us in those angels or those wild beasts of our own lives in the different forms that they take. Both can be messengers. Both can be signs of God's abiding presence with us. God accompanies us, though again, not always in ways and forms that we expect, or in companions that we might even think that we want. At other times, as it might have been for Jesus as well at moments, it could be that word, that we are indeed God's beloved, that word alone that guides us through struggles and challenging places. Sometimes we may not even feel it. Oftentimes, it's quite common in those deserted places that we pass through that we don't feel it, but we just tenaciously hold on to its truth nonetheless, because our belovedness is as true in the waters of baptism as it is in the desert. Our 40 days of Lenten pilgrimage that we have just embarked upon, this pilgrimage toward Easter, they recall Jesus' 40 days in the wilderness. Through this time, as through the very real wild places, the desolate places, the unsettled places, I pray that we can open ourselves to the messages and the messengers that God may be offering us as companions and ministers along the way, knowing that God indeed is with us. It's not always easy to see it. It's not. That is so true. And so I pray that we would truly hold on to and believe that word at Jesus' baptism and our own. We are beloved. That we may remember who we are as God's children, who we are called to be as God's people, when we feel it and when we do not. This is the truth of God's relationship with us. In the barren places and times of our lives, just as in those that feel abundant and fertile, God is here. Amen.